basic plan was that for about 45 minutes, we have a class that we can have from the Bhagavad Gita. And then after that, I had two different slideshows. And depends on you which one you want to see. One of them is last year report to the GBC for the congregational ministry. Usually I show it at the creation festival, but this year I couldn't come. Then for 2006-07, what traveling I did, including the establishing of the West African Samadhi for Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. That's the other one, the world tour of last year, not this year, not 2007-08, but 2006 and 2007. So, which one you want? Who wants the first one? Congregational ministry report. Who wants the world tour? Abhinanda, so you got your mandate. Who's got the cartel there? Yeah. Someone can put it here. Any particular verse?
According to your choice.
Icha dvesha samutena, dvandva mohena bharata, sarvabhutani sammoham, sargeyanti parantapa, yesham tvantagatam papam, Jananam punya karmanam, te dvandva mohanir mukta, bhajante mam drida vrataha. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Knowledge of the Absolute. Seventh chapter. Verses 27-28. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Spoken in the ISKCON Zagreb Gaur Nitai Temple. And Maharaj said we should make note that it's year 2008 Kristabdo. And this is the year 521 Gaur Abdo. Of the year Lord Chaitanya. In the future, we'll be going by the Lord Chaitanya year. Just a matter of time. When the majority of people become Hare Krishnas. And today is the 24th of January. O Scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into illusion, delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful activities are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously, and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. Jai. Then gradually they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in the association of pure devotees. For in the association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2 that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktai. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence, tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in His transcendental loving service with determination. Verses 27, 28, 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita as it is, knowledge of the Absolute. Srila Prabhupada was explaining like this, that in order to be a devotee, one had to go through many pious activities. So that one senior devotee, this was at the Kumbh Mela in 1971, Ardha Kumbh Mela in Prayag. They had the Purna Kumbha and Ardha Kumbha. Purna Kumbha means full Kumbha every 12 years, and Ardha Kumbha is in between every 6 years. So for the Ardha Kumbha, less people come. Only 21 million. And for the Purna Kumbha, 31 million. What's the population of Croatia? 4 million. So you can see many more people at Kumbh Mela than the whole of Croatia. But still we come here because as Sachinanda Maharaj said when I came in, the people from the Balkans, they have got not only big heart, they have double heart. So to get your association, we're coming here. So when this devotee asked Prabhupada, he said that, well, Prabhupada, you say that we can't be devotees without having done pious activities, but I wasn't a pious person. I didn't do any of these things before, pious activities, penances, austerities. So how did I become a devotee? Then Prabhupada said, I have made your good fortune for you. The Prabhupada ki. Simply by his prayers, by his blessings, so many people became devotees who may not have been fully qualified according to this verse. So by the devotees giving their association, by their, then one is can also get the blessings quicker.
Primajući društvo bhakta, osoba isto tako može da žele da budu blagoslovljena.
How many of you feel you've been blessed by association with devotees? Anybody has been helped by a devotee? Anybody who wasn't helped by a devotee? Maybe sometimes we heard about one devotee in France. He was praying to God that I want to know what is the truth. What is this world all about? What does life mean? Then he went and he went fishing. People think they go fishing, it's very peaceful. You just sit there a long time. And but his hook got caught on some very big object. So he thought, this is a really big fish. So he's pulling it up, pulling and pulling. And he found it wasn't a fish at all. It was a box. A waterproof box. He took out the box. He opened it up. Inside was Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sometimes some miraculous things happen. See, but usually we get help by devotees. And of course someone who reads the Bhagavad Gita, then in the back they have the list of centers. Then they usually go to the nearby center and find some devotees. So, I have a disciple who's from Guyana. But he's migrated to Canada. So in Guyana, I make a few dollars a day. But there he was making $40 an hour, master welder. So he was thinking that I reached the perfection of life. I can weld in Canada. So he was going out to the nightclubs at night to drink a little bit. This was before he was a disciple, obviously. This is how he met the devotees. There was a book distributor who saw him coming out and offered him Bhagavad Gita. So, no, my grandmother has that. I don't need it. Then he went to some other nightclub. He came out again, he met the same devotee. And the devotee spoke to him very nicely, very tactfully. My dear sir, my dear gentleman, I'm very happy to meet you again tonight. I'm just making a humble request from you. I'm begging you. You take this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Whatever you want, you give a donation. We don't mind. So he told me that he was feeling very proud. I'm an immigrant to this country. I come from the third world. And one white person is begging from me. Ha ha ha! So I took the book and gave him $10. Put in my briefcase and went back home. Then after some days he looked in the mirror, what is this book? Oh yeah, that night. So then he read the book. He said, wow, it's so clear. Our pundits in Guyana, they never tell us who is God. But here it says so clearly, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Krishna is the source of everything. And he said, what is this? Oh, here in Toronto we have an avenue road, a temple. Let me go and see. He just happened to go on Nityananda Trayodasi, Nityananda's appearance day. Big kirtan. Big feast. Big dancing. After that he gave up all his bad habits and just became, started chanting japa. There he got association with some devotees, helped him so many ways. So like this, through our book distributors, they're helping people to know about Prabhupada, about Krishna. Right now I'm coming from the Middle East. Peppermint tea. Came out, must be for you. And many people are working there from Asia. So they have satsangas, they have namahatas, they have bhakti riksha groups. And like this, it's expanding very much, there's thousands of devotees. But it's has to be done not to offend anybody. So like that. That way the grihastas also, they can they can also take some responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness. By having a bhakti riksha group in their house, in their flat. Where they can train the new devotees how to practice the Krishna consciousness. How to put on tilak, even though we don't do it in those countries publicly, but should know how to offer prasadam, how to do all the practical things. So very interesting. A lot of some people went back to India. It says very difficult to be Krishna conscious in India. So many different groups, different, most of the people are like very casual about their spiritual life. Unless you're, you know, in a holy dham, or you're the part of ISKCON. But many people, that's like they say, no, no, don't be too religious. Once a week, go to temple, do a little puja, make a prayer, it's enough. You know. Youth is meant to enjoy life. This is the kind of... But my mother told me the same thing also in 1968. So I think it's a universal idea. I was in Montreal Temple. She flew up to talk to me. So she tried to convince me to come back home. Whatever happened to anybody? Your family or friends try to convince you not to chant Hare Krishna? She said, you're young now. When you get old, then you do this. Why do you want to be a priest now? So then I ask her, how long will I live? So no mother or father know how long their children will live. Then how can you say wait till later? How do you know that if I'm going to live that long? So like that. But gradually by associating, sometimes the children are able to get their parents to also chant Hare Krishna. And devotees find that Lord Chaitanya gave us a process which is very blissfully performed. Susukram kortam abhyayam. So like that, my association with devotees and people can change their viewpoint. Problem is when they go just alone to India, then they're surrounded by, they're outnumbered. Sometimes people think, well, it's very easy to preach in India. India's got its challenges also. Prabhupada used to say there was a music teacher in New York. That if he was giving music lessons, so it was one price if you never took lessons before. And if you had taken lessons before, you had to pay double price. So why? So thing, if you had already taken lessons, then it should be cheaper. No, because you probably learned it wrong and he has to teach you again, double work to teach you right way. So, like that, we had to learn Krishna consciousness in the proper way from the Guru Parampara. We learned from Srila Prabhupada, he gave it, presented to us how we can practice in the modern age. Through Prabhupada's books, through Prabhupada's representatives. So like this, Lord Nityananda, he took his kirtan party around Bengal, and then he left one associate in different places to establish a Namhat preaching. I think in 2006 We had something like 8 Namahattas, Bhakti Rikshas in Croatia, 8 or 16, I can't remember now. How many we have? 8. And in Sarajevo, how many got? Eight. Croatia is bigger than so. How many does Serbia have? Two. I don't think anybody knows. This year, because of the, I didn't have the visa, and also it was at the wrong time, with the same time as the Calcutta Rath Yatra, so I couldn't come to the Serbian camp. Then a few weeks ago, I got proper papers that I can come into Croatia. So I thought at least I had to visit once. But I did go to the Serbian festival, because that was at a different time. We had association with Satchinanda Maharaj and also Bir Krishna Maharaj and Sadachari, Bali Sadachari Das. They gave a ninja exhibition. That was amazing. There was like 150 students doing attack and defense. Then they had a woman ninja who was being attacked by men. And she kept defeating all the men. Yeah. Very interesting. So he had some nice association there. Some devotees came from Bosnia and Croatia, Slovenia, different places. Then I went to, for the first time, I went to Bulgaria. And there we saw, actually he didn't come because his car broke down. But also no proper visa. So we walked over the border. So there I told some the first visit, so I told some pastime about Lord Jagannath. It was a pastime that happened last year. I don't know if you heard about it. See, one Muslim came into the temple. That's not unusual, because many Muslims there also are devotees of Lord Jagannath. But this person came in, and the pujari offered him prasadam. He took the prasad and threw it. I don't believe in these things. The pujari said, look, what's wrong with you? If you don't believe it, why are you coming here? We're not bothering you. But if you want to come here, you should respect. What are you doing throwing the prasad? So then he left. The next day, he came back. This time he offered his prostrate obeisances to Jagannath. Then he came to the pujari with folded hand, please give me some prasad. So what is with you? Yesterday you threw the prasad, today you're begging for prasad. You're paying your prostrate obeisances. Before you said you don't believe. He said, now I believe. I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. How did you get this belief? What happened to you? I said, last night, these three came to me in my dream. The one with the white face, he grabbed me by the neck. You threw my brother's prasad. I'm going to beat you. I was shaking. He's so strong, I couldn't do anything. Then the one with the yellow face, the lady, she said, finish him off, kill him. The one with the black face smiling, he saved me. He said, no, no, it's okay. He didn't do so. It wasn't that bad what he did. Give him another chance. So now I believe. I'll never throw prasad again. I can still feel the hands of the white one. So I told this story in Sofia. Then I asked them, do you have any pastime with your deities? Because every deity is incarnation of Krishna Archa Avatara. Each deity has got his or her own pastimes. But sometimes people don't reveal the pastime. So the pujari there said, actually there is a pastime that happened. I said, what happened? You see, we gave new wooden shoes to all the deities. We gave to Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So Balaram and Jagannath had one right shoe and one left shoe like you're supposed to have. But Subhadra, they gave two left shoes. You heard this one? So that Subhadra came in the dream of the pujari. Limping. Only one shoe. I can't keep up with my brothers. What do? You gave me two left shoes. What are you doing? How will I walk? But the pujari didn't tell anybody. deities tell you something like that, you should tell the president. No? So then again, after a few days, all the three came in a dream. This time Jagannath and Baladev chastising the Pujari. What's wrong with you? Why you give our sister two left shoes? How she can walk? Who can walk with two left shoes? Any of you can walk with two left shoes? If you don't take care of this, something's going to happen. Then she got frightened, went and talked to the president. So they rearranged and got one left shoe and one right shoe for Subhadra. Jagannath Swami ki, Baladev ki, Subhadra Maharani ki. Some years ago, one pastime happened with Mayapur Jagannath. Some Maharaj left a big Govardhan Shila. So they offer one big plate for all the deities. But Jagannath came in the dream of the Pujari. Told the Pujari. So ever since you put Govardhan there, we're not able to eat. He eats everything, he's a mountain. Soon as the bell starts ringing, finish. We're getting very thin, he doesn't leave anything for us. Do something about this. So the Pujari came out and what do we do? See, this special services of Pujari that are not in the temple president, that are not in the president manual. So then, I don't know, I thought what to do. So then I advise, okay, make a separate plate for Govardhan and separate for Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So to this day they're offering two plates now, one for Jagannath and one for Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and one for Govardhan. Sometimes the deities are very active. They call in India Jagrato, but it's very much reciprocative, very alive. So I remember coming and seeing this hall. Before it was completed, it was just like a big garage or something. No windows, no doors. Looked like a workshop. Now it's so beautiful. Nice windows, big hallway. So I thank you all for your wonderful sacrifice building this nice temple. I think that time that we stayed upstairs, there was showers, but only cold water. No heating. So it looks like a lot of progress has been made here by all the devotees' sacrifice. So I was explaining, we want to take care of all the devotees. We want to see that everybody is trained nicely, chanting. So that's why we have these small groups. The Bhakti Bhiksha group, counselor group, some kind of small group, so that we can take care of all the devotees. In Chaupati, they don't give anybody initiation unless they're a member of a group. If they're in the congregation, if they're living at home. That way they can take care of them, they can get a report, how they're doing. And they have, like in Pune, which is also following Chaupati, they have, last year they had 45 Bhakti Riksha groups and 17 counselor groups. For the students, because they're doing a lot of student programs, they use Bhakti Riksha groups. And for the older initiated devotees or chant, they have a counselor groups. So they use both. So Sachinanda Maharaj is saying that there's a need here to expand the congregational preaching. So I hope you can expand. Everyone should be a member of a group. Those who want to, they can take responsibility, be preachers. Others, they get. They participate and they get some association and support. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, Guru and Vaishnava's mercy, even though we may not have, no, we not have been so pious in this life, but somehow by their mercy we'll get Krishna consciousness. Then the purport Prabhupada says that even somehow Krishna helps the devotees, even if they're not so intelligent, to take proper guidance from the guru or from the institution. I'm really happy to see so many nice devotees. So we can, where do we show the slideshow? Even the little table, which goes over everybody's head. That's a little table. Who's here from Croatia? Who's here from Bosnia? Who's here from Serbia? Who's here from Slovenia? Macedonia? And when I went to Bulgaria, they said I had to go to Macedonia. Okay, turn it off.